Hi, I'm Tony Morbin, Executive News Editor of ISMG. Thanks so much for joining today's conversation about how leaders in the healthcare industry are leveraging advanced identity security to stay ahead of threats, reduce cyber risk, and ensure data integrity while maintaining compliance. I'm delighted to be joined today by two subject experts, Rob Seabar, Healthcare Identity Strategist at SailPoint, and Matthew Radcliffe, AVP Healthcare, also at SailPoint. Good to see you, Rob, Matthew.
Hello.
Hi, Tony.
I'm saying see you. I realise our listeners are purely listening. But anyway, now healthcare continues to be a target of attackers for the lucrative patient data. So, Matt, first off, I'm going to ask you to kick us off. How would you describe today's healthcare cyber attack surface?
Yeah, Tony, my initial reaction is complex, rapidly evolving and changing every day, right? But here's the fact, right? What was traditionally a ransomware type of attack, right? A target attack. The reality is the sophistication of attacks is rapidly evolving every day, whether they're going after traditional data breaches, social engineering, supply chain attacks, third-party attacks. This is quite literally changing on a daily basis. And really it's the role of SailPoint and our peers in the industry to determine approaches and technologies that can mitigate risk and eliminate risk. I'll give one example of that, right? So for us in healthcare, we have to realize that the average health system, a third of that organization, if not higher, are actually non-employees, right? These are identities within an organization that don't necessarily work for the health system. They're contracted physicians, they're affiliated physicians, they're contract nurses, other suppliers. Most health systems are poorly equipped to manage these non-employees. So one of the investments that we've made as an organization over the last 3 or 4 years is to invest in a piece of our platform that more effectively allows organizations to manage non-employee access. Giving our customers a authoritative feed where they can bring on board these non-employees, provide them the right access, but also securely manage the access throughout the relationship of a non-employee with a health system. So the attack surface is expanding in terms of what they're going after. But we know today, HIPAA Journal, great example, right? 34% of attacks are still going after identities and unmanaged identities, right? It's those accounts. So we have to make sure that when we are providing an identity security platform for our customers, that we're not only looking at the internal employees, but the example we just highlighted, those non-employees as well. So every day we're thinking about the new attack surface, how it's changing, and we're responding to that on a continuous basis.
Great. Now, Rob, I'd like to bring you in. I mean, Matt's mentioned there about, you know, contract identities. Can you tell us a bit more about the unique challenges that healthcare entities face when it comes to protecting the privacy of their patients and the security of their organizations?
Sure. Look, you know, to build on what Matt said, this is a unique industry. It's not like everything else, right? If you think about the dynamic nature of being a clinician, just imagine. I could be a non-employee, to Matt's point. I might be a student of the health system, but I could also be an employee during that time frame, right? I could wear multiple hats. I might be in one facility 2 days a week and another facility 3 days a week. I might participate in research. I may volunteer one weekend a month. I may pick up a shift 1 week because they're short-staffed in a totally different department. How do you wrap your arms around the dynamic nature of access needs without creating friction and pain at the clinical floor, right? How do I make it easy for that clinician to do their job and operate top of what they're paid to do, participating in that revenue engine, participating in that care cycle, while also maintaining security and managing and governing what they have? And we also have to think about, you know, there's more than just the idea of the individual and the application, right? There's data. We have the concept of not just structured data, but for good reason, clinicians will extract information from an EMR, model that, work on it, email it, whatever it may be. Who's got access to that? What data does it have? What ties back to a patient? What about infrastructure, right? What about cloud infrastructure, right? Now we start to sprawl out and go, well, we have medical devices, we have IoT, we have all types of things that record information. Maybe not all of it can be tied back to a specific patient, but I promise you some of it can. How are we governing that? How do we look and see where those things are? So these sort of challenges, if you will, you know, you talk about that threat footprint. It's a pretty big sprawl when you encompass, you know, again, applications, infrastructure, and data. But then also the underpinning, just to add to that again, think about all the machine identity underneath that. Think about service accounts, bots. We have agentic AI popping up everywhere. I've already seen articles where we have an AI agent that did a really good thing and now helps people find data, but now that's being exploited to take data because it made it so easy to get stuff that they shouldn't be able to get to, right? So there's technology coming to help with a lot of things, but we also have to be cognizant and aware of the challenges, again, that healthcare faces. The last thing I'll say is everything is, access is needed immediately, right? So I need to treat this patient. It's not like they can go, well, I'll treat that patient in 5 to 10 business days when this, you know, access gets provisioned. It needs to be done now. So we have to find a way to work together and build a better platform for that.
So we've got all this overlapping complexity here, you know, with multiple identities, evolving threats, you know, changing technology like AI. I'm going to switch to you, Matt. You know, on top of all of that, how do you see regulatory shifts, such as New York's regulations and proposed changes to HIPAA? How are they impacting healthcare organizations managing identity and access?
Yeah, I don't envy a CIO or a CISO right now. I mean, here's the reality. Let's step back and think about all the things they have to worry about, right? And by the way, think about security policy and process while not impacting patient care, right? Security can't be a friction to clinicians treating patients. So they're reacting to a lot of different areas in parallel. So first of all, you got 20 states out there now with data privacy rules. You have HIPAA coming in and saying, hey, we're going to have our first major update in a long time around cybersecurity requirements. You've got states also implementing cybersecurity rules. And you mentioned New York as a great example, right? So we're having to make sure that our platform, as much as possible, can help our customers accelerate their alignment to local data privacy laws, local cybersecurity rules. You know, a year ago when HHS came out with these recommended cyber goals and objectives, the first thing we said to our team is, hey, when something like that happens, comes out as a recommendation, you can bet a year later it's going to become policy or even law, right? And we're watching that happen. So these organizations, they've got to think about cyber insurance. What do we need for cyber insurance? We got to think about, are we aligning in NIST or HITRUST, or what security framework are we going to align to? And they've got to pick the right technologies, the right platforms, the right approach to help them to align to these and react to these different standards and regulatory demands. And by the way, this is happening on a global basis. This isn't just in the US, right? So this is happening on a global basis. So I don't envy these organizations. I think one of the challenges is HIPAA is a good example. If you dive into the rules and the updates, they talk about things like MFA, and they talk about encryption, and they talk about risk analysis and management and incident response. In our opinion, what's missing is the foundation of all this, right? Is the identity. How are you onboarding, governing, protecting what someone has access to, and remediating access when someone leaves the organization? In our opinion, MFA is great. Access management is great. Single sign-on is great. But these are technologies that wrap around an identity. If you don't have the foundation of an identity platform to securely onboard, give someone the right access, know what they need access to and only what they need access to, manage their access throughout their relationship with that organization, and then remediate that access when they leave, we believe you're missing a really important fundamental element of cybersecurity. So there's a lot that they've got to react to, but it's also our job to help them understand where we believe there's also gaps in some of these evolving standards and regulatory demands.
So Rob, how can healthcare organizations align their identity security program to the HPH cybersecurity goals, HITRUST, and the NIST CSF and other frameworks?
Yeah, look, these are frameworks that allow organizations a major starting point, right? If you really think about it, the one of the hardest things to do in a cybersecurity program is to start something from scratch, right? Leveraging CSF, leveraging specifically in healthcare, if you want to go for high trust, low, moderate, high, there's actually letters associated. I can't remember off the top of my head, but all of that said, these are frameworks that give organizations a footprint, a framework, if you will, to go after a program that focuses on securing data, securing infrastructure, securing applications, providing audit, control, compliance, all of those types of things. The guidance I always give people too is look, none of this is meant to be there just to be there, right? If all we do is say, hey, we're going to do the things that HITRUST or NIST says, and we're going to do those access certifications, and I don't really care if they actually review them or not. I just need the checkbox back that says they did it so I can tell the compliance team I did it and I can move on with my day. We have offered nothing in security, right? The concept of rubber stamping that stuff is really bad, right? So what we actually want to do is evolve that, or what we are doing, frankly, is evolving that and saying, hey, why not drive information to the screen that allows an administrator or an end user to make a better decision? How do I give them outliers? How do I go and certify access on something that looks incorrect? Why does Rob have database administrative access when no one else on his team does? It doesn't make sense. It's probably there an error, or maybe I carried that from a previous role that I no longer need, right? We need to pay attention to those things. So rather than throwing everything out and trying to capture everything all at once, we can get to a point where we're certifying what matters, we're governing access as a whole, and we're leveraging these frameworks to drive that. The other guidance I give folks is, treat your auditors like your friends, right? Some of the most successful organizations that do these things, they work hand in hand with internal audit, external audit. It's not something meant to be feared, right? It's something meant to help you evolve. You get a finding, you remediate that finding, right? It's helping you identify, same as penetration testing does in a cybersecurity program. We're helping you identify where problems exist. We're going to remediate those. We're going to make you more secure. The last thing I'll say is, we also focus on enhancing existing investments across the cyber stack that an organization has. These frameworks often look at everything, not just identity. They're looking at every pillar of your cybersecurity program. We're aiming to integrate to those things, bring that information in, help digest that identity context, and help drive a better integrated experience across that cyber platform to make all of those investments more secure.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I'm going to ask you now how you actually do that. I mean, I'm hoping that our audience is already on board with the idea that, compliance is the floor, not the ceiling, and they're after security, and that should deliver compliance. But specifically looking at SailPoint, how is SailPoint identity security helping healthcare organizations reduce their cyber risk while easing meeting compliance? Talk me through how that works in practice, Matthew.
Yeah. So look, I think it starts with visibility at the end of the day, right? So if you ask the average organization, hey, do you really trust your data? Do you understand who has access to what? How's that access being leveraged? What are end users doing with their permissions? You get a CIO or a CISO in a room, they probably said, we think we do, but we probably have gaps. And those gaps are where the attacks happen, right? So you can get centralized view into all the identities, whether it's a human, a machine account, a service account, a bot, what all the access is, what they have access to, and how they're leveraging those permissions. And with that fundamental data, we can then start invoking policy and process on how to effectively manage those identities moving forward. It allows us to look at patterns of access across different roles. NICU nurses have this, ED physicians have this, and we make sure that the concept of least privilege is there, that they have only the access they need and nothing more, right? And we can start building policy and invoking things like role-based access. So when a new ED physician joins, we know precisely what they need, no more, no less, and enabling that access. Rob was talking about certifications. We're enabling management. The problem with security tools in the past is it was difficult. It was hard. And we talked about friction earlier. If a security team creates a security process that's difficult, cumbersome, gets in the way of treating a patient, the clinicians are going to find a way to circumvent it because all they care about is treating their patient. So we got to make sure that, hey, if I'm a manager and I've got 100 people under me and I need to recertify that access, I can do that in a rapid way with the right data. I'm getting presented information to help me make informed decisions, right? So when SailPoint talks about invoking the use of AI and machine learning, we're looking at investing in ways of making it easier, arming our customers with information to make informed decisions, informed security decisions at the right time in a process, right? We're helping our customers by leveraging AI and machine learning. We're using that data to give them better insights, better reporting, better compliance reports, right? So we look at our customers and we look at where they are in a maturity roadmap, and we help kind of paint a picture or a roadmap over time of, hey, maybe you're at the fundamental basics where we just need to give you visibility, or maybe you're a little further down the line where we can start invoking some of that AI capability to have more advanced analytics, do a better, a more effective job around role modding and role-based access, or maybe they're highly mature and we're just kind of fine-tuning the integration strategy, covering a broader set of applications, right? So that, I think one of the great things about SailPoint and our approach is we can meet a customer wherever they are in their journey, whether they're just starting out and need visibility, or whether they're more advanced in their overall cyber strategy, and we're doing more things around advanced analytics, injecting AI into things like role modeling and access decisions. So we, you know, look well over, you know, close to two decades now. This is something that we've been investing in this space, dedicated to this space, a lot of learnings, and we keep taking those learnings every day and injecting them into our platform so we continue to grow with our customers' needs, their business models, and help them not only react, but hopefully get ahead of cyber threats.
And Rob, is there anything you want to add there about SailPoint's approach to identity security, you know, talking us through how they apply it?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Matt covered everything very well. You know, we see a pretty successful formula in a few basic steps, right? When you go down this path, especially if you're net new to kind of building a program, you're coming off of what is a fully manually driven process. We want to focus on getting a few things done. We want to focus on understanding your HR data and any other source systems. We want to take that data, digest it, get connected to your Active Directory. And one of the best things organizations can do right out of the gate is start certifying, right? We can help you clean up the access footprint relatively quickly, get a better understanding of the types of accesses people have. You know, in the healthcare space, we really want to then dive into, you know, what I would call clinical integration, clinical workflow, things around integrating with an EMR, understanding how you do your credentialing and your learning management and whatever. But the whole point is, as healthcare organizations step into this realm, there's a large number of existing very successful clients, a large number of frameworks to reach from, a large community to be involved in. This is not a go at it alone type thing, right? It's you have a support from an organization like SailPoint, a massive partner ecosystem, and a massive set of customers that are there to help drive success across the board. So I see lots of opportunity for healthcare organizations in the space.
Now, talking of partnerships there, Matt, SailPoint's entered a strategic partnership with Improvata. Can you talk a bit more about that alliance?
Yeah, I think this is super exciting for our mutual customers. So there's two elements to this, right? One was an acquisition where SailPoint acquired the traditional Improvata IGA stack. The other element of this partnership is just that, a partnership, right? How do we go to market together? Because I want to be clear, we did not acquire the entire organization. We acquired a specific IP stack. So if you think about Improvata's presence for decades, they've been really the leading provider of clinical access management solutions. Think of clinical single sign-on, right? Tap and go, using your badge to tap into a clinical workstation and manage things like fast user switching at a shared clinical workstation where maybe a doctor and nurse are sharing a common workstation. So now all of a sudden, and by the way, SailPoint's always been recognized in Gartner and Forrester and Kuppinger Cole and all these analyst reports. But over the last 2 years, we've also been recognized as best in class for identity management in healthcare. So now all of a sudden you're coming together, you're bringing together the leading provider of access management in healthcare, which is Imbravata, and the leading identity management platform in healthcare, which is SailPoint. And we're going to our customers with a strategy that says, listen, you've got from start to finish, two leading organizations that have worked together to build seamless integration that takes care of everything from day one onboarding to enabling that ability to leverage that convenient but secure way of tapping into a shared clinical workstation, all having the comfort and the peace of mind that we're managing the access entitlements of those individuals, that from the day they start to the day they leave, when they need to terminate and remove that access, we're helping our customers benefit from all that integrated capability. We have a wonderful leadership in identity security in healthcare. We're in lots of hospitals. In Imbravata, they're in over 85% of all health systems with access management. So a really great opportunity to bring our two organizations together and really help our customers solve some really complex and high priority cybersecurity needs.
Powerful message. Matthew, Rob, thanks so much for your time and your insight. Today's topic we've been discussing is built for healthcare compliance, identity strategies that reduce cyber risk, with Rob Sebel and Matthew Radcliffe at SailPoint. For Information Security Media Group, I'm Tony Morbin, and thank you so much for your time joining us today. Thanks again, Matthew, Rob.